WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Navasota businessman is hospitalized in San Antonio after being shot. Family members say Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto was attempting to break up a disturbance between a man and a woman when the man went to his truck, pulled out a gun, and fired at least two shots. The shooting was in the parking lot of a nightclub where Vivaldi and some friends went after going to the Spurs game against Miami. Vivaldi, who was initially in critical condition, has stabilized and is expected to make a full recovery. The gunman and the woman involved in the disturbance drove away together and have not been found. This morning, state officials will hold what amounts to a court hearing regarding a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport.
While outside the College Station city limits, it is in the ETJ, or extraterritorial jurisdiction. And opponents are back before the city council at its last meeting. Chris Kling concerned about medical waste going into the landfill, while the applicant has talked about accepting construction debris and demolition material.
The city of College Station may appear on that occasion and request status as an affected person in the contested case. And I would urge the city of College Station to do that.
Wednesday's hearing begins at 10:30 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Anyone can attend, but speakers are limited to those who can demonstrate how they would be adversely affected in a way not common to the general public. The landfill site's off Highway 60 west of Highway 47. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the last American combat troops leaving Vietnam. Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial recently announced they've reached 75% of their goal to construct a life-size memorial. And Boykin says they hope to complete fundraising to build and dedicate it in time for the 50th anniversary of the first U.S. involvement in 2015.
We have been named a commemorative partner in the United States' 50th anniversary commemoration of the Vietnam War, and which was quite an honor. We had some folks from the Department of Defense who came down and saw the park. If our campaign continues as well as it has so far, there's a possibility we could dedicate this on Memorial Day of 2014. And then have an appropriate ceremony in 2015.
There's a link to the local Vietnam Memorial webpage on our website at WTAW.com. A motorcyclist was killed early yesterday morning at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14, just south of Bremont in Robertson County. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision between 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport's motorcycle and 53-year-old James Chimel of Bremont's truck was forceful enough that it knocked the truck sideways.
Obviously, the truck pulled out to the path of the motorcycle, but we're checking speed and everything else that we can as far as contributing factors to the crash, but we have not filed any charges at this time.
Morgan says Mitchell was wearing a helmet. And if you visited College Station's University Dog Park recently, you've noticed some additions. Kathy Bice of the Aggieland Humane Society gave an update at the last city council meeting.
And if you haven't been out there, they've done an amazing job of fencing two areas of that park for short dogs and tall dogs. You can see the little tubes and the little sitting stools and the little ramps.
Bice says private contributions of $10,000 paid for the improvements. And the state's smoking vehicle program allows people to file a report with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality when they're behind a vehicle spewing black smoke from its exhaust pipe. So far, some 60,000 Texans have been reported. But Terry Clausen with the TCEQ says the number of reports are down since the program began in 2007, and that's good news.
The program is working, that the vehicle inspections that are around the state are working.
Clausen says the program is voluntary and the repairs are voluntary, not mandatory. WTAW News time is 8:10. It's 63 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, this is Tim Light. My family has been part of the area for 41 years. Every day we are glad that Bryan-College Station is our home. A lot of you feel the same way. One way to make sure our community keeps growing is by shopping local. When you do that, money stays here to help provide the services we all want. And it allows our dealership to support local groups when they need it. Plus, it's always great to do business with your neighbors. Bryan Broadcasting and Tom Light Chevrolet remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build southward out of Canada. Right now what it's doing is it's drawing moisture up from the Gulf. We'll be seeing clouds and a few showers, high 70 to 75 today. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two tonight, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, high 65 to 70. The rain will taper off tomorrow night. It turns cooler, 55. Sunny and only 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kind of tracking that stuff right now. It's moving still to the northwest, but you remember that we have the Aggie Dome here, which could well keep it from falling here. Brenham's getting, looks like a pretty nice little shower there, and it's moving into Burleson County. And if you are driving to Houston, you'll probably be in off and on showers all the way through and into Houston. It's across the city proper right now. And if you're going to Austin, you'll be in some fairly significant showers too. It's just not raining here in Bryan-College Station. So there. All right. So what's new and different about that? Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very, very well from the, what's it called? Brazos Humane Society.
Aggie Land.
I've been gone for a week. I can't remember.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, were you gone too?
I was gone last week.
Oh, is that right?
As
okay.
Well.
All right. So we're both going to try and catch up. And Burl's here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Thank
Good.
You.
All right. So we're going to play Jethro Trivia. Kevin, did you play Jethro Trivia at all while I was gone?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Okay.
Yeah, we played yesterday, I think.
Oh, did you?
Right. Or maybe we tried.
We tried and I screwed up, but we played every other day.
Perfect. Anytime you can do that. All right, so it's time now for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play, easy to win, and there is no wagering. Today's topic is the car of tomorrow. The car of tomorrow. So what we'll do is, Kat, you'll answer first, then Kevin, and then Burl, and then finally Leah. So, last week's New York Auto Show demonstrated the very latest in automotive technology. This year, the huge leap into the future was provided by Honda, who announced they would sell a minivan with its own onboard what? A, baby, B, iPad, C, vacuum cleaner, or D, foot massager. Once again, Honda will introduce a minivan that will have its own onboard A, baby, B, iPad, C, vacuum cleaner, or D, foot massager. Cat.
Vacuum cleaner sounds good, and I'm going to go with vacuum
cleaner. Okay, it's a vacuum cleaner. Okay, Kevin.
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, it is. Oh, well, so there. Leah?
I was going with vacuum, too. It's a minivan.
No,
is that what
makes
they need?
Makes sense, yeah. Burl?
I'm going with the iPad. Keep the kids busy.
Yeah,
and
I like
that.
You can
probably run on an iPad now.
Okay, it's a vacuum cleaner. It's a vacuum cleaner. This will have a built-in central vacuum system, the 2014 Honda Odyssey, which I guess gets all those French fries and goldfish crackers or whatever.
Goldfish, exactly.
Oh, wow, that's I hope it works. I always think of power accessories on a car or truck as one more thing to go wrong, but we'll see how that works out. All right, so anyway, let's turn our attention to the Humane Society. What's going on over there?
Well, we had a lovely day yesterday with our Name Your Own Price adoptions.
Yeah,
we did over.
That was kind of interesting.
It was. It was the first time it's been done on the West Coast, and I'm not going to lie. I was kind of like, do what?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really ended up a really great event. people actually, several people came out and adopted pairs of animals. So it was a really great opportunity to move some animals out of the building. We did over 14 adoptions.
Right.
I think we 14 to 16 somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And it was just a really good time. We were busy all day, and people were really spending time to come out and find an animal that worked for them. It wasn't just that one works.
They were shopping.
Yes, they were doing what we want them to do, which was literally spending the time to find the animal that works for their family or animals that gotcha. Worked for their family. Yeah. So a bunch of them went home yesterday. A handful went to the vet this morning, and a couple are scheduled for our A&M surgeries later this week. So they'll go home on Friday. So it was a great day. So we thank everybody who came out and participated, and hey, might have one next year.
Okay, good. We'll look forward to that then.
And it was kind of nice to move some of those animals out because we are getting into puppy and kitten season. We have a lot of events coming up this spring where they're not actually events at our building, but we'll be out and about in the community. We'll be out at the vet school open house on the 20th. 20th? Now I'm like, is it 20th or 13th?
Okay.
I'll have that for you next week.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be at...
You'll let us know ahead of the event. That's
yeah,
good. Okay,
you
yeah.
know, I right. still have another week.
Yeah.
So I'm catching up from last week. We'll be around out and about. And as we get those dates, we're solidified in stone. We'll let you know that. But you can keep up on all that information on our website, aggielandhumane.org, and see pictures of the animals that are up on our website. Now, I know sometimes people look at our website and our adoptable pet page and like, well, it hasn't been updated in forever. Well, that's because the top says August 25th, 2012. That was the date the page was created.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you scroll down to the bottom, it's been a concern lately for whatever reason. So if you just scroll down to the bottom, the newest animals are on the bottom because the ones that have been with us the longest are at the top. And as they get adopted or transferred out, they're automatically pulled off. So it's a great opportunity for you to check out the page and see what's available. Now, there's sometimes animals in our building that are still in their stray period, but you can apply to adopt them. And sometimes we have animals in foster care, which depending on their individual situation may or may not be yet available for adoption. If they are available, they're on our website as well. Now back to foster care. We need you desperately.
Need some folks. Okay.
We had a litter of kittens go out into foster care yesterday, but we had another one come in that needs to go into foster care in a couple of days. And I am sure that is just the tip of the iceberg for the animals that are needing foster care. And with Adopt-A-Thon coming up on May 4th, we'll start putting animals into foster care that are going to come back for Adopt-A-Thon. We do a lot of adoptions on Adopt-A-Thon. It's usually discounted adoptions. There's some additional parting gifts, so to speak,
okay.
for those critters that we've accumulated throughout the year that to make that adoption a little bit sweeter for people. And if you already have a pet and you're looking to have it rabies vaccinated, microchipped, or county tagged, we will have that vaccination clinic going on the 4th of May as well. If you already have a pet and you know it's current on all its vaccinations and so on and so forth, still come out. We're looking to have more of a pet fair this year. There'll be pet related businesses and services from groomers to trainers to all those various things, dog washing type places and so forth, along with the rescue groups that we work with. Some of them will be breed specific. Some of them are not breed specific and they're just local to the area and they do help us out and we work with them in various ways. So look for them as well. We have some of the organizations like Search and Rescue Dogs are going to be coming out and doing demonstrations out there. So it's a great opportunity to see some of those dogs in action and what they do and how their trainers handle them in saving lives around the community. And they are an integrated part. People aren't probably aware of how many search and rescue dogs are in this area, but with Disaster City and so forth, they train out there on a regular basis. So it's going to be a great opportunity to come out. We're going to have a small petting zoo. I know I'm bringing in my chickens and so on
right.
and so forth. So,
okay.
So a lot of things for people on Adopt-A-Thon to make it a little more interesting for those folks that already have their pets as well. So that's going to be again May 4th, the vaccination clinic and adoptions will start at 9 a.m. The vaccination clinic will run till 2 and adoptions will run till 6. And again, that's May 4th at 5359 Leonard Road. For more information, you can find us on Facebook, Aggie Lane Humane Society, or our website, aggielanehumane.org.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks at Aggieland on Tuesdays. And also, we visit with the Chamber. And as you already heard, Burl Haygood's here this morning. He's Director of Operations and Public Affairs. How are you today?
I'm doing just great.
All right. Now, what do we got going on at Chamber, Will?
At the Chamber, March went out with a lion, like a lion, and we've still got things lined up for April.
Good, good.
We have business after hours, which is always fun and always free.
And see, and this one is, you know, this is Burl's first year through the different places that hold business after hours, and this is one that is traditionally a really, really big favorite. I think you'll really enjoy this one.
And I actually went there before I worked for the Chamber.
Okay.
I realized the value of the Chamber as a person getting into business here. So
yeah,
it was a great time. It's outdoors. Okay. The food is great. The camaraderie is good. I mean, it's spring in Texas. What's not to like?
Yeah, it's the Vineyard Court, and they've been doing this one for quite a long time. So, and then when's that coming up?
April 11th, 5:30 to 7, 1500 George Bush Drive.
Okay, very good. Now, then, what else?
We have our job fair coming up. We're all about jobs at the Chamber, economic development, and we have an opportunity to showcase all the companies looking for jobs and a place for all those job seekers to come. So over 500 people come out. We have about 40 different companies already signed up. We have room for more. So finding your next employee and doing a face-to-face is a great way to see who you're going to hire next.
And if you're on the other side of the table, dress for the job that you want and get there with your resume. Huh?
Dress for success. And we also have a couple seminars, one on your resume and what it should look like and what it should contain, and also a seminar on interviewing. So we've got some a really good event for people looking for jobs and people looking for employees. You can still get a booth. The cost is $175 for members. And $250 for non-members, so membership does have its privileges. It's at the Hilton. It's sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds, and you can go to our website or contact Julie for more information if you'd like to get a booth.
Okay.
So 1 to 5.
Yep. Next up, I know, is something that, folks, if you've ever wanted to go to D.C., this is the year, because, I mean, Burl, you know where all the good restaurants are, right?
That's right.
It's a legislative trip, and I've been doing this for years, but that's something that's right around the corner.
And we've been planning it for a couple months. We have the subcommittee. We have a subcommittee of our Legislative Affairs Committee that develops our federal legislative action plan. So we've been working on that for the last couple months. We've interviewed our membership. We've gotten a lot of feedback. So we're putting this together. We'll go up and visit every congressman and senator from the Texas delegation. Congressman Flores' office has done a tremendous job again this year of putting together a lineup of an all-day briefing.
Oh.
We've got committee chairs, we've got leadership. It's just not from the Texas delegation, but a really, you know, a one-day briefing from the top folks in
names and faces that you would know.
Yeah, and not necessarily get to see.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's done a great job reaching out personally to get us a lineup. We'll be visiting agencies. We'll be visiting different key committees. We've got a transportation committee we're starting up this year to look at the transportation issues that are going on in the area. So that'll be helpful. And we are always looking for more people. We've got some going, but there's some rooms left. There's some room left, and we coordinate everything. You write a check, show up, and you'll have a great time in D.C., and we're going to go to a baseball game this year.
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay.
So the Nationals happen to be in town.
Right.
It's a good time, a great educational time. And again, part of our civic duties to go to D.C. and be heard.
Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, one of the other things, I guess, if you take a minute to talk about, is an ongoing project that you have, and that is a job board that's out there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of success, a lot of Aggies looking to come back into town and move back here at any part of their career. And so we have a job board. It's free for our members. It's unlimited. You know, it's the chance to reach a very interesting select group of folks that monitor and watch our job board. And again, we do that all year. With the job fair coming up, we've got to focus on that. We want people to take advantage of it. If they've got a job, we want to help them fill it. And again, that's on our website at bcschamber.org.
But no, that is always there. You know, you got the job fair coming up, but that's always there to take advantage of. Okay, if they want some more information, they just get in touch with you guys, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And a shout out to our Platinum Member Spotlight, which is ANCO Insurance.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Burl. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yep. Thank you, Scott.
Uh-huh. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. It's all brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Will King from the George Bush Presidential Library. And you guys had a little outing, not last weekend, but the weekend before for Easter.
That's right. It was the Saturday before Palm Sunday. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,750, 3,000 people out there for the egg hunt. And it was just an all-around really great event. Besides the egg hunt itself, which, you know, only lasts about a minute or so.
Right.
We had lots of different games
and activities. They put a stopwatch on it, and it was under 60 seconds.
Oh,
12,000 eggs were collected.
Yeah, I mean, besides that, all the games, the photos with the Easter Bunny and everything, it was just a really good time. And, you know, we really want to say thank you to you for being our MC again for the, for the umpteenth year. And we look forward to having you back. And also a big thank you to WTAW, K95, and Peace 107.
Thank you, sir, very much. Now, I know you guys obviously do a lot more than that, but one of the things that really kind of taken off for y'all is the really cool old movies. Because I went in there several years ago and saw Casablanca, and, I mean, just some of the classic movies.
Yeah, you know, we have a classic film every month. The film that we have coming up this month is The Man Who Knew Too Much, and that's on April the 11th.
Great movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of our mystery series that we're doing to kind of tie in with the genome exhibit, the mysteries of how life works. See what we did there?
That's very nice.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, The Man Who Knew Too Much is on April 11th, 7 p.m. And, you know, if you've been to these movies before, again, totally free events. Come out just a little beforehand. We have free popcorn and refreshments and everything.
And you've got, like, continuing education stuff as well, yes?
Yeah, you know, we have two education programs that are going on this month, in addition to, you know, the Art and Essay Contest Awards and everything like that. But these two programs are aimed for kids K through 3. They have Adventures of Peter Rabbit and then also the Musical Storytelling Hour. And both those are on April the 24th. And, you know, speaking of education, we have summer camp just right around the corner. We do have information on our website. So
that's like $70, because I know I've looked into doing that as, you know, something to save us a little money over the summer. And it's almost all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's very reasonable. We have both half-day sessions and full-day starting a little later in the summer. And, you know, there's discounts and scholarships and everything available, so it's really worth checking out.
And they can find that all where?
All on our website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu, or you can give us a call, 691-4000.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That wraps it up here on WTAW.
Easter got us shopping. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Big retailers got a boost from Easter-related buying last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up nearly 5% from the previous week. The increase might have been even stronger had the weather cooperated. The council's chief economist says unusually cold conditions put a damper on apparel sales. Chrysler dealers are moving out more new vehicles. Chrysler reports last month's U.S. sales were up 5% from March of last year. Businesses have not been in a rush to add office space as the economy has gotten stronger. Real estate researchers at Reese say an additional 4 million square feet of space was rented in the first quarter, but the office vacancy rate remains well above the office market's 2007 peak. At the current rate of growth, it would take more than 5 years for the market to get back to peak levels. Stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit Cintas.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M will be out at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. We start an 8-game homestand, and it starts tonight. UTSA is in town, 6:35 is first pitch. Coming up this weekend, we've got 3 games against Auburn, 6:35, 2:05, and 1:05. Then on Sunday, a week from tonight, the Aggies will take on Sam Houston State. That's a 6:35 first pitch. And then April the 12th, 13th, and 14th, that is a big weekend on the A&M campus. Among other things, the maroon and white game on that Saturday, and it's also Parents Weekend. But the Aggies in baseball will be hosting Mississippi State, 6:35, 12:30, and 1:05 for those 3 games. It is the last long homestand of the year for Texas A&M, and again, it starts tonight against UTSA. As always, for tickets locally, 845-2311. Or the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE, or you can go online to aggieathletics.com and click on tickets. See you tonight out at Bluebell Park for the game against UTSA. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A collision early yesterday morning killed a motorcyclist just south of Bremond. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport was killed on impact at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14 after a truck driven by 53-year-old James Chimel of Bremond pulled into his path.
When he hit the motorcycle, he got ejected, and then the truck was actually knocked sideways on impact. The motorcycle driver, Mr. Mitchell, was killed at impact. He was wearing a helmet.
Morgan says they're still looking at speeds and contributing factors to the crash, and they haven't filed any charges at this time. A trip to San Antonio ended in the hospital for a Navasota businessman. Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto, who was shot in the chest, is expected to make a full recovery. Family members say Vivaldi was with friends at the Spurs game against Miami, then went to a nightclub. In the club's parking lot, walking to his car, Vivaldi tried to intervene in a fight between a man and a woman. The man got a gun from his truck and fired at least 2 shots. Police are still looking for the shooter and the woman, who drove away after the gunfire. The College Station City Council continues to be asked to go on the record against a proposed private landfill off Highway 60 west of Highway 47.
Last year, state officials delayed final approval following last-minute opposition to the collection of demolition materials and construction debris. Many live in the Brushy community, including Dorothy Butler.
We just need people to try to put themselves in our position and just think of having a landfill out where you live with all kind of debris and all matters of germs.
Wednesday morning at 10:30, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be in Bryan holding what amounts to be a civil court hearing. The only speakers will be those who can prove how the landfill would negatively affect them in a way not common to the general public. The hearing takes place in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial have announced they've achieved 75% of the funding for the next project. Ann Boykin says it's a life-sized bronze recognizing those who served in Vietnam.
And this will incorporate a fuselage and a kind of a cutaway of soldiers jumping out of the helicopter onto the ground. We felt very strongly that this was a war of our contemporaries. And they certainly did not get the welcome home that they deserved. And we really wanted to emphasize that this was an opportunity for us and for the community to come together and honor them.
Good Friday marked 40 years since the last American combat troops left Vietnam, and the year after next is the 50th anniversary of when U.S. involvement began. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the Vietnam Memorial, the largest of the seven to be built so far. College Station's University Dog Park has been improved thanks to private contributions to the Aggieland Humane Society.
The people who take their dogs out there and know a little bit about agility or want to train their dogs have really enjoyed the equipment that's been installed. The equipment package was about a $10,000 gift, and we appreciate the animal lovers that helped us be able to make this to the community.
Executive Director Kathy Bice told the City Council there are two fenced areas containing tubes and ramps, one for larger dogs and one for smaller breeds. And there's some temporary relief for Border Patrol agents. Every federal agency is facing a belt tightening thanks to sequester, but the Border Patrol is now postponing a plan to put agents on furlough and cut their pay. Sean Moran with the National Border Patrol Council is skeptical.
We're just afraid that down the road they're going to try it again, possibly tied with immigration reform.
He says the feds should make the relief permanent. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build southward out of Canada. Right now, what it's doing is it's drawing moisture up from the Gulf. We'll be seeing clouds and a few showers, high 70 to 75 today. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two tonight, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, high 65 to 70. The rain will taper off tomorrow night. It turns cooler, 55. Sunny and only 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, let's go to the old radar and see how we're doing here, because I'm about ready for some rain. I don't know about y'all. Been pouring way too much water on your lawn. All the
rocks,
you know? And then when you do, all wrong stuff is green.
See, I sort of feel like, you know, once it gets in the ground, it's up to it to try to survive.
Uh-huh. Now, there's, it's kind of, it's broken up. The rain has kind of broken up. The spells aren't quite as heavy as they have been, but it's still not near here. Matter of fact, that rain is kind of running away from Brazos County. Why does it always do that?
Why does rain run?
Yeah, run away from here. Anyway, light rain in Austin. It's really all along I-10, almost all the way from Houston to San Antonio, you'll be in some kind of rain today.
Well, think about it this way. If we don't get rain, at least we're getting to experience firsthand the survival of the fittest.
Yeah, there you go.
Look out at your lawn. Whatever survives, that's the fittest. Everything else isn't worth surviving.
No, that's not true. No,
it hasn't earned its place in our ground.
No, because there are a whole bunch of folks out there who will tell you right now there are dandelions in their yard and they don't want them there. Okay.
That would be me.
Well, see, but that's those will get yanked up.
Oh, they will?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's so much for your idea about the survival of the fittest.
I'm saying, yes, other things will survive, but really.
Anyway, we're having to pour water on our lawns because that's what we do. We'll hope that that happens. But anyway, we've got a 70% chance of rain today, 70% chance of rain tonight, and hope that works. Speaking of green and stuff, Leawood, Kansas authorities, a little embarrassed after a recent drug raid. Cops descended upon the home of one Robert and Adeline Hart as part of a multi-state drug sweep. The only green stuff they found was a legitimate indoor vegetable garden.
Oops.
Yeah. Bob and Adeline actually apparently under suspicion because they had recently purchased a lot of hydroponic equipment.
Oh, they were going to plant tulips.
Yeah, well, they weren't planting grass. Cannabis. So to make matters even more awkward, they're both retired CIA employees.
Guess they would know how to do it.
Yeah, I guess they would, but it's obvious that the law enforcement folks really weren't doing what they should have. So American Idol contestants may want to give a special shout-out to Aline Henry. She's 72 years old, lives in Illinois, is obsessed with the show American Idol, and tells Fox News she's figured out a way how to vote 50 times in 10 minutes. 50 times in 10 minutes, yep. Unfortunately, the approach didn't go over too well with her phone company, that'd be Comcast, since the senior, a termination notice has been sent out because she's repeatedly dialing the 1-800 numbers, inconsistent with what you would call a residential number. She has unlimited digital voice service, so she figured it out. Her granddaughter came in and took care of problems that she had with her company, but right now they say that she can continue to call, and again, 50 calls in 10 minutes. Apparently if there's Comcast, there's some sort of little glitch in the system that you can do that.
Anyway, interesting.
Number one, I don't have Comcast. Number two, I don't watch American Idol. Number three, I don't care. I don't care. Anyway, Barbara Walters says, she said on The View yesterday that any plans to retire right now are premature. And in fact, she has told the paparazzi were camping outside her house following the recent rumors. She said, I have no announcement to make, but I do want to say this, that if and when I have the announcement to make, it'll be made right here on this program, I promise.
Mm.
Well, you would think so. She's not going to get scooped by somebody else when she's got a television show. What is she, 107? Is that right?
Ish.
Yeah,
oh,
107. Oh, yeah, what? She's too old to be on, okay?
Well,
look, when you start thinking the Kardashians and Honey Boo Boo are among the 10 most fascinating people in the world, it is time for you to get some oatmeal and sit on the bench on the front porch with Jimmy Carter. No.
Oh.
Forget that. No.
Oh, my
gosh. I got no use for this woman at all.
I'm
going to
write
none.
That down. That's a good quote.
What's that? Yeah.
Sit
down.
Get some oatmeal and sit on the bench on the front porch with Jimmy Carter.
Yep, why not? Rolling Stones making a big announcement tomorrow. Probably the news of their next tour. The official Rolling Stones app is hashtag Start Me Up Wednesday countdown. So far, the confirmed date for the Stones is June 29th. They're going to be at, what is it called, the Glastonbury Fair Festival in the UK, which is a biggie.
Yes.
They're going to be there, but apparently they're going to be some other places, too. So while we're in the world of music, Sir Paul, when he was at the Motown Historic Museum back in 2011 in Detroit, was fascinated by the 9-foot Steinway that they had there. But it was so beat up that it couldn't be used anymore. And it had been used on lots of Motown songs. So Sir Paul offered to pay to have the instrument repaired. Well, they shipped the piano out to Steinway in New York City, and it has returned good as new.
Cool.
So there you are. They'll be maybe using the same thing. All right, what'd I do? I must have said something wrong or stupid. Hello.
Yeah, in reference to the American Idol story, what an awesome use of our technology. I'm so glad we've advanced it that far.
Exactly. Thank you. You're right. Hello.
My daddy always told me it don't rain over here no more because there's too much sinning going on.
Good. All right. Well, do your part then because we need the rain.
Time to confess.
Whatever it takes, we do need the rain. So if you can do that for us, that would be pretty helpful. All right. So did you fall for the we talked about this earlier, the postal service in France teaming up with a drone maker.
Yes, yeah. I read the story.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it anymore? Okay, all right, we won't do that.
You're so mean.
I blew it.
That's right. Here's the deal. Listen, we've done it here too. I mean, we'll do some story and it's really cool and you know it's fun and we had all that fun with it. I wander down to see Mr. Downs at the end of the show and he goes, you know, Snopes had that on last week as a, you know, whatever.
Oh, well, okay.
But heck, we had fun with it anyway. So that's the way to look at it.
Probably said it more like this. Yeah, maybe probably. His voice is deeper than
that. That's true. So think about this kind of punishment and would it stop a lot of criminals in their tracks? In Saudi Arabia, the sentence that one criminal is facing is paralysis.
I saw this.
Creepy.
This morning.
Well, it's, you know, all right. When he was 14, Ali Brown stabbed his best friend in the back, paralyzing him for life.
Why did he stab his best
friend? Well, I have no idea. But now, because of the eye for an eye sentence, this guy could face paralysis as well.
Are they going to give him epidural every day?
Well, no. I mean, they'll come up with...
sever
his spinal cord. That'd do it. Well, hey... Anyway, unless he comes up with $266,000, that's the amount that his victim has requested in order to forgive his attacker. He's been jailed for 10 years since the attack, but court decision on the sentence was made yesterday. A campaign has been organized to help raise the money since the guy who did the stabbing, his family is poor. But, I mean, that's what they do, right? That
think
is what they do.
Think about it before you stab your best friend
in
the back.
You know, they do. They cut off hands. They do all sorts of things that do. I don't think they necessarily rehabilitate the folks, but it's interesting. See what happens. Easter Bunny was pulled over in San Diego. Did you see that?
But
you told us to pretend like we didn't know, so we're going to pretend like we don't know.
Oh, okay. We didn't do this story? Okay. Right.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. Right, talk about how he had a rabbit hat on or anything like that.
And that he didn't have a helmet on or
no
anything
helmet.
Like that.
He was driving with a side. Nobody said there was a sidecar involved.
Okay. They called him Mensa Bunny for fun? Or... All right. Any tiny water? Can you imagine this? Tiny watermelons the size of an olive could be coming to a grocery store near you. An exotic plant that produces a miniature watermelon-like fruit has been introduced in England, and it's already revolutionizing salad. Now, I can't imagine that. I guess maybe the rind is so thin that you just crunch the whole thing.
Huh.
It's called a cacao melon, and it looks just like a watermelon. Kevin, why don't you try to pull this up? C-U-C-A melon. C-U-C-A. C-U-C-A melon. And see what it looks like. But it tastes more like a cucumber. Yeah, I can understand that, probably because of the rind.
Ah, crunchity crunch.
The fruit, sometimes called a mouse melon, grows on a thin vine.
C-A-C-U?
No, excuse me, C-U-C-A. C-U-C-A. I said
Cuca.
It wrong. Cuca melon, yeah. Cuaca melon. Anyway, similar to grapes, it's native to Mexico and Central America.
It's this food staple of chupacabras.
Oh, yeah.
When
right.
they're not
okay,
chupering
right.
cabras.
Yeah, right. It's a common ingredient in salsa. It is not. Not any salsa I've had. Anyway, it's from from Mexico.
I have heard of watermelon salsa, but
yeah, I don't
not
think that's
cuca.
What we're talking about. You see it? You got a picture
cuca
of it?
Melons.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. All right.
Why aren't you looking at Wikipedia?
Never mind. America's oldest woman passed away. Elsie Thompson, Clearwater, Florida, died just weeks before her 114th birthday. The Guinness Book listed Miss Thompson as the oldest living U.S. citizen after the death of 114-year-old Mamie Reardon. Good for Mamie getting mentioned again, because she's really off the books completely. Now who's the new one? See, they tell us who the old one was, but now they don't tell us who the new one is.
All things being relative.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. The mayor of Mount Angel, Oregon, isn't happy with the name of the town's newest watering hole. That's in Mount Angel, Oregon. Andrew Ott says the drunken German is offensive to residents who are proud of their Bavarian heritage. Well, what? I mean,
did you hear how they found the plutonium thing? It was like a temple to Pluto where animals would go in and die, and it turns out it's the carbon dioxide emissions from out of the they found it. In an archaeological dig, mm-hmm. yesterday.
I was going to do that in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. We'll continue.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
By the way, I did find it. They look like watermelon-shaped grapes.
Do they? We can't buy them here, can you? I don't think you can. I've never seen one.
In
the grocery store. Anyway, so we got the drunken German. He says that's offensive to the proud Bavarian heritage of some people. Wrote a letter to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission condemning the business, but the bar's owner, one David Borchers, disagrees. He says, hey, I'm German, and they get it.
And bars always have names like that.
And why would you insult my heritage? The town of Mount Angel is famous for holding the largest Oktoberfest celebration every year. Are they? Did we know that?
No, but
in Oregon? Why would that be in Oregon? A bunch of German people settle up there?
Interesting.
Right. Yes, that's right. So, yes, just a minute. The gates of hell, in fact, is what we're talking about.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Word to business owners, you've got big goals and Suddenlink has big solutions. Call Suddenlink Business today and ask about Business Phone Unlimited starting as low as $29.95. And now you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support. That's at suddenlinkbusiness.com, suddenlinkbusiness.com. It's easy for you to switch over, and when you bundle it with high-speed internet, there are great pricing values for you. You can save, first of all, up to 30% versus the phone company. You're not restricted to any specific number of lines, so your phone service can grow with your business. You get to keep the number that you may have had for years, and you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. All of that going for you, plus the connectivity and reliability that you get from Suddenlink. So give Chad Cowan a call at 595-2413, 595-2413. He'll be glad to provide you with the perfect business solution. Suddenlink Business Phone, 595-2413.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
So anyway, here's the News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's the story. It's we're 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. As far as the archaeological discoveries go, this one kind of one of the darker ones. It's called Pluto's Gate, a.k.a. the fabled Gate to the Underworld, reportedly unearthed in Turkey. The team behind the dig made the announcement last month, and the news is coming out now after the discovery was in fact certified. the Greco-Roman mythology behind the portal, Cicero, and the Greek geographer Strabo, made reference to the entryway to hell in their writings and placed it in an ancient city. As Strabo explained, of the cave opening, which spewed nauseous vapors. Any animal that passes inside meets instant death. It threw in sparrows, and immediately they breathed their last and fell, he said. An archaeologist from Italy has been examining the area for years. He formerly claimed that he had found the 12 apostles' tombs there, as a matter of fact. This time around, he explains that his team found the portal by reconstructing the route of a thermal spring in the cave. He also was able to identify the ruins of the temple, pool, and steps from the pagan pilgrims who would watch there. And as Kat said, what happens is these noxious fumes come up and they kill people, which is a little disquieting. So they find those things too. Japanese researchers offering more reasons to start your day with a cup of coffee. Recent studies have found that people who drink at least one cup of coffee a day cut their risk of bleeding in the brain.
Wow.
Didn't know that was a big problem. Anyway, according to a television station in St. Paul, researchers aren't sure if that's the moderate amounts of caffeine or the moderate amounts of coffee that provide the benefits, but researchers say the best way to reap the benefits of the coffee is obviously to drink it black, like the real thing.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, why? Do you drink black coffee? Well, that's good for you that
you
way.
You miss out on the heart benefits.
Yeah, right.
If you drink it black.
Well, again, and of course, there's so many ways that you can flavor it now. You know, I had to go in and get some coffee creamer the other day.
Yeah?
It took me a while to actually find original. You know what I'm saying?
Just cream?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, the way it's supposed to be, okay?
Oh.
Just like that. Well, it is. I mean, now you go in there. Aren't you? One of the great things about coffee was that it could be zero calories. But now they have, like, Almond Joy. You know what I mean? They have Almond Joy flavoring.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
No, it doesn't.
You put
I don't want to drink coconut
ice cream
coffee.
In there.
Do you want to drink coconut coffee?
I'm so sorry you had such a miserable experience grocery store.
No, I'm just telling you that's the way that God intended for you to drink coffee.
It sounds like she's kind of picking on you.
Yeah,
sounds
she
like
might
the grumpy
be.
Cat.
Nah,
oh,
nah,
it's all Almond Joy.
Really?
Delicious things. I don't want in my black coffee. It's black like my heart.
I thought, no, my heart is not black.
Gosh.
But I thought you were supposed to drink black coffee. Anyway. Allergy shots can be a major inconvenience for some people. Yep, matter of fact, you have to take a kid to the allergist or you got to be the one who gets them. Allergy sufferers often have to go to the doctor's office every week for a long period of time before their immune systems are able to build up against whatever. And then, of course, if the wind comes in from a new direction and brings in a new pollen, you can be back in there again at square one.
Mm.
But a new study suggests there could be an alternative. Johns Hopkins School of Medicine has found that putting liquid drops under your tongue may be just as effective at staving off the allergic reactions.
Well, that's good news.
It's excellent news if it's true, yes. Allergy drops under the tongue have been used in Europe for the past 2 decades. Guess what the difference is between Europe and here? Of course, that's a wide open question, but in this case,
hairy legs,
yeah, green teeth, yeah. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has not approved the treatment in the U.S. However, some U.S. allergists do prescribe them off-label to patients who can use them at home daily. So there may be some allergists that are doing that. And according to the writings in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers found strong evidence that drop therapy reduced coughing, wheezing, and chest tightness by 40% when compared to other treatments like steroid inhalers. They also do a better job of common allergy treatments like with reducing runny nose, sneezing, nasal congestion, watery eyes, all that. And again, drops under the tongue. My concern, obviously, is if somebody's doing it at home and it's not necessarily, you know, a doctor's not watching them, that they don't overdose. But, boy, the idea of being able to do that rather than have to go into the doctor and get a needle in your arm.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, I think that probably would be pretty well liked. Okay, according to new data out from Tech Bargain, those preparing and filing taxes early in the year pay about one-third less than those who wait until after April 1st to prepare and file. Most Americans file in March, 41% of us, while 26% file in February and 19% file in April. Those early filings, the ones in January and February, pay about 33% less in fees than those who pay late.
Well, but could it have to do with if you make less money, your life's less complicated?
Could well be, but what they're saying here is from a fee standpoint, you're paying less also. Most early filers expect a return. That's 90% of them out there, while about 47% of the late filers do. And that's the reason that a lot of folks who pay late, like me, I'm not getting any money
Speaking
back.
Of you,
Why
we,
should I have to
We
hurry?
Missed you.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to be
Kevin
back.
And I are like the sugar and the flour and the cookies of Infomaniacs, and you are the salt and
you
butter.
You tried that already.
And I'm the salt.
I told it when he wasn't here.
This time you're.
We missed you. You make the cookies
you.
Better.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hey, it was on this date in history in 1932 that Charles Lindbergh paid $50,000 ransom to...